Hello and welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for Friday, 24th of August, 2018. I'm your host, David Hayden, and joining me is market editor Stephen McGinn. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, David.
This week, we're going over methyl tertiary butyl ether, MTBE. Stephen, give us a brief description, if you will, for our listeners who may not be familiar with it.
Okay, MTBE is a gasoline additive. It is added about 10% volume to gasoline to increase the octane. It is chiefly exported from the U.S. markets to international destinations. We send about two-thirds to three-quarters of our U.S. production of MTBE to Mexico. Other countries include Venezuela and Chile. Also a little bit to Europe, but for the most part, the MTBE we make here is exported out of the country. We phased it out of our gasoline pool in favor of corn-based ethanol.
So, Stephen, how have MTBE exports been out of the U.S. over the last year?
Well, they've been very robust, going to Mexico, Venezuela, and Chile, and other places like Costa Rica. But also we send it to Europe for the Northwest Europe market. Robust is a good word for quality octane boosters.
This in light of global demand for octane right now.
Absolutely.
You recently attended LyondellBasell's groundbreaking ceremony at its new site plant at their complex in Channelview, Texas. Can you give us a brief recap on that?
Sure. LyondellBasell broke ground on their Channelview complex, which is basically going to double their total U.S. capacity for producing MTBE. They make around 30,000, 35,000 barrels a day of MTBE, ETBE also, which is ethyl tertiary butyl ether. It's a similar chemical compound, but instead of methanol as a feedstock, it's used in ethanol. It's a massive, massive site, $2.4 billion investment, and representing the largest investment that the company's made to date. And I had a chance to talk to the CEO, Mr. Bob Patel, for a few minutes after the ceremony, and we discussed how compression ratios are rising in smaller engines, and that is just going to heighten the need and demand for high-octane gasoline components such as MTBE and ETBE.
Zooming out a bit, tomorrow is the anniversary for Hurricane Harvey, and speaking of plants along the U.S. Gulf Coast, it's worth noting this year has been a relatively quiet Atlantic hurricane season, whereas post-Hurricane Harvey, about a quarter of the U.S.'s refining capacity was knocked out at the height of its damage. How are the refineries doing along the U.S. Gulf Coast one year on?
Refineries are running at record rates. Excellent profit margins for distillate fuels, gasoline as well. But refining demand, it's above average. And just last week, EIA said total refining capacity, you know, stayed unchanged at 98.1%. And even in the Gulf Coast, they're pushing about 99.7%, which is remarkable, just based on how much further can they go. Can it be, is it possible to go above 100? And that's kind of where it is. But for the outlook, refining margins are excellent. Refineries are running very hard, and it's just a record pace that refineries are running at.
I should also note that there are a few months remaining before the end of the 2018 Atlantic hurricane season. Thanks for the update, Stephen.
You're welcome, David.
And thanks to all of our listeners. If you're interested in more information on Stephen's markets or any of the markets we cover, be sure to visit ISIS.com and be sure to tune in to the next podcast.